is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the Resistance. We are the InfoWar.
Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. It is Tuesday, September 30th, 2014, and I'm Leanne McAdoo. Here's what's coming up tonight.
Tonight, has Ebola's patient zero arrived in Dallas? Then, guess who's monitoring Twitter and Facebook? And why has the president missed over half of his daily briefings? That's next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
They're trying to say they want to run down our god, Obama, who's the puppet frontman for the globalists. They're saying they want to run him down. It's so bad, ladies and gentlemen.
The CDC has confirmed today the first diagnosed Ebola case in the United States.
The bottom line here is that I have no doubt that we will control this importation or this case of Ebola so that it does not spread widely in this country. It is certainly possible that someone who had contact with this individual, a family member or other individual, could develop Ebola in the coming weeks. But there is no doubt in my mind that we will stop it here.
So the hospital says that the patient was admitted based on symptoms and, of course, his travel history, and that they've been following proper quarantine procedures as well as proper testing outlined by the CDC. But take a look at the timeline. Now, he returned to Texas from West Africa. He's here visiting family members and didn't start showing symptoms until 4 or 5 days later, but didn't start seeking treatment until the 26th. And they report that he has been isolated since the 29th. So there was a few days there where this patient is out amongst the regular people there in the hospital. Were they already putting the proper protocol in place at that point? But also, the Star-Telegram is reporting that Dallas-Fort Worth Airport has no direct flights to or from Africa. So if this patient were flying, he would have had to make another connection. But they're not really concerned right now with the travel itinerary, not too concerned if other people coming from West Africa could also be exhibiting these signs of this sickness. But one thing that they do confirm is that he is here visiting his family members, and his family members have come in contact with this virus.
The patient was visiting family members and staying with family members who live in this country. We will contact anyone who we think has any likelihood of having had an exposure to the individual while they were infectious. At this point, that does not include anyone who might have traveled with him because he was not infectious at that time.
Now, this announcement of the first diagnosed case of Ebola in the United States comes just days after a German virologist announced that 5 million people would die in Ebola-infected nations within Africa. Now, despite attempts to reassure the public that there's nothing to worry about, the United States government has been preparing for an outbreak for months. We have been reporting about the inordinate amount of emergency supply requests that they have been making as well earlier this month. 160,000 hazmat suits were purchased, and the CDC is saying there's nothing to worry about. We can definitely control this virus. Don't you worry. But just a few days ago, the CDC was issuing warnings to funeral homes about how to prepare for Ebola victims. They gave a 3-page list of recommendations instructing funeral workers to wear protective gear while handling Ebola victims, as well as warning them to not carry out autopsies or to embalm corpses. And the station reporting this asks, if the outbreak of this potentially deadly virus is in West Africa, why are funeral homes in America being given guidelines? And of course, that's a great question. Once again, officials are really keen to stress that there's nothing to worry about. There's no cause for alarm. They want to keep the public, you know, just calm and satiated here. But our big question is, they've been preparing for this for months. They've ordered the hazmat suits. And just late July, the president altered the existing orders that allow him to quarantine and detain well persons, as in addition to people that might be exhibiting flu-like symptoms. So the question is, will the CDC activate emergency measures after this Ebola case has been confirmed in the United States? Now, currently, plans on the record allow for the quarantine of well persons as well as those who do not show symptoms of the virus. Now, the official CDC website details specific laws and regulations governing the control of communicable diseases. Now, under this, even healthy citizens who show no symptoms of Ebola would be forcibly quarantined at the behest of medical authorities. And quarantine is used to separate and restrict the movement of well persons who may have been exposed to a communicable disease to see if they become ill. These people may have been exposed and do not know, or they may have the disease but do not show symptoms, states the CDC. Now, last month, a former FDA official, Dr. Scott Gottlieb, wrote in Forbes that the CDC will invoke powers to hold a healthy person against his will in the event of an Ebola outbreak, and warned that the feds may assume too much jurisdiction to detain people involuntarily. Of course, this could lead to scenarios where people could be detained for long periods just on a suspicion that they might have been exposed to some pathogen and then forced to submit to certain medical interventions to gain their freedom. And this is, of course, something that we've been talking about, these mandatory experimental vaccines. Now, currently, the CDC is saying that they're not going to be detaining anyone until they begin to show symptoms. That's why they're not really concerned about other people who might have been on this flight. But here they're saying that what could be happening is that they will be quarantining and detaining people who do not show symptoms and forcing them to comply with mandatory experimental vaccines.
It's Paul Joseph Watson with Infowars.com, and the CDC has confirmed the first case of Ebola in the United States. Obviously, this is an unprecedented development. We've written articles for weeks warning that the CDC was preparing for this outcome. The 160,000 hazmat suits ordered by the US State Department, the executive order signed by Obama back at the end of July to quarantine even healthy persons who do not show symptoms of the virus, and of course CDC emergency measures which could be activated after Ebola is confirmed in the United States, which again allow for the quarantine of well persons who do not show symptoms of Ebola. And what's interesting about this recent case that's just been announced today by the CDC is they admitted, they acknowledged that family members of the victim there in the Dallas hospital may also have been infected with the virus, as well as members of the community. And now we know that this victim, this Ebola victim, was active for several days with symptoms of the disease walking around the community. So the question remains, who else could have been infected? Obviously, they're going to try and downplay this for understandable reasons. They don't want to create hysteria. But obviously, a lack of detail at the moment. The key detail is that there may have been other individuals infected with the virus, as the CDC admitted. But we also had this other story today on Infowars.com, which was the CDC warning funeral homes in the United States to prepare for Ebola victims. They're advising workers in funeral homes not to perform autopsies or to embalm corpses of potential Ebola victims. So again, the CDC has been preparing for a while for this. Now they've admitted, they've confirmed today the first case of Ebola in the United States. We'll continue to track it on the nightly news and Infowars.com. Stay tuned.
Just to reiterate, late in July, Obama updated an executive order that was already existing, allowing for the apprehension, detention, or conditional release of individuals to prevent the introduction, transmission, or spread of suspected communicable diseases. And obviously, a condition of release could be taking an experimental vaccine. Now, this is obviously a breaking story, so please stay tuned to Infowars.com for all of the updates. Now, coming up, Chevy has introduced a new car. It features some spyware upgrades. And then, will the threat of ISIS finally bring the globalists that internet censorship they've been dying for?
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries in the area of health. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. DNA Force is one of the most expensive formulas to produce. Some of the ingredients in DNA Force are $12,000 a kilogram. We are using the coveted, patented, only American source of PQQ, CoQ10, and more. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? Well, we're bringing you a total win-win. The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. We have produced a limited run of DNA Force, and it will take up to 12 weeks to produce more once we sell out. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
Celebrate the spirit of freedom and liberty upon which our nation was founded at InfoWarsShop.com. Molon Lave is ancient Greek for come and take it. This popular design combines both classic Greek Spartan imagery with modern M16 assault rifles. Now available in women's tees and proudly made in the USA. Celebrate the spirit of 1776 with the George Washington brass belt buckle or this incredibly sharp looking 1776 hat. Badass. And be sure to check out the new arrivals at InfoWars Life, where you can prepare your body to perform at peak levels with Survival Shield Nascent Iodine, Super Male Vitality, and Fluoride Shield. And wake up, America. Immune Support Blend is the healthy choice for the gourmet coffee lover. So get incredibly high-quality, freedom-based products and help fund the revolution at InfoWarsShop.com.
I'm Joe Biggs with InfoWars.com. Chevrolet has announced the release of their new 2015 Corvette Z06 model. Well, it has a very, very creepy feature that's going to be in it. It is called Valet Mode. Now, the new feature of GM sports car is part of the performance data recorder called Valet Mode. It is a high-tech equipment that allows vet owners to secretly record conversations in its interior, as well as the information about its performance, even when they're not in the car. Think about that. Your car is going to spy on you. Whatever conversations you have, whatever it is you do, they're recording it. They are listening to it. Now, listen to this. This is crazy because Harlan Charles is the Corvette product manager. He says, anyone who has ever felt apprehension about handing over their keys will appreciate the peace of mind of knowing exactly what happened while their baby was out of sight. Think of it as a baby monitor for your car. So they're taking away your right to privacy so you can have this peace of mind to have this expensive toy. They're using it under the beard that when you go and take your fancy brand new Chevy Corvette to a restaurant, to a club, and Valet has it, it's to give you peace of mind because in case they decide to go on a joyride, it's not because they want to store and collect data on you and find out what it is you do because the kind of people who drive Corvettes usually are going to have a lot of money, probably work in some kind of business, something like that. So it's a good, valuable tool for the NSA to be able to secretly snoop in on your conversations because it records all data. We all know these cars have built-in telephones, so the NSA can listen in to your calls now. We already know, I showed you the video last week of my Samsung Galaxy, how inside the user agreement, it's saying that the NSA can spy on you and they're not liable for any data lost, anything like that. So one of the things that's happening right now, RT wrote an article saying Little Spy Corvette, GM's new high-tech recorder, illegal in many states. So it's illegal to record people without them knowing about it. But I'm pretty sure there's going to be something in that user agreement when you buy your car, you'll sign that privacy away or that right to privacy away, and they'll be allowed to use that as a way to get through the legal court systems right here. But right now they're saying General Motors is scrambling to prevent owners of the 2015 Corvette from breaking the law with the car's high-tech recording device. So apparently the company never got the memo that secret recordings are illegal in many states. This truly is an Orwellian age that we live in. Don't let the new trendy, cool Corvette be a tool to take your liberties away, your right to privacy. I'm Joe Biggs with Infowars.com.
This is Alex Jones for InfoWarsLife.com. The latest in preparedness is now here. An electrically stabilized colloidal silver solution that can be added to both your home cabinet and preparedness pack alike. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in what has been dubbed the survival silver solution. The new InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver is the answer for you and your family. And it's entirely free of toxic artificial additives that are loaded into many products. The InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Silver is so powerful that it is concentrated into a 2-ounce bottle and is not recommended for extended continual use. This is not a low-grade formula. We are working with one of the top laboratory manufacturers in the United States to bring you the best form of colloidal silver using electrical processes within a base of deionized water for your preparedness storage or your home kitchen. Purchase your bottle of InfoWarsLife.com Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today and find other amazing supplements at InfoWarsLife.com.
Introducing the first proprietary oxygen-based intestinal cleanser, OxyPowder. Backed by FDA-approved phase 1, 2, and 3 clinical trials, all the toxins from the air, the food, the water, ultimately ends up in the gut or affects the gut. Take your health into your own hands and start cleansing your body today with OxyPowder. Secure your OxyPowder today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Well, it's not just Obama's Secret Service detail that is under fire. No, it's also the intelligence community. That's right, the intelligence community whose omnipresence is so necessary to stop terrorism. Well, now the president is blaming the intelligence community for failing to inform him of the growing threat of ISIS.
I think our head of the intelligence community, Jim Clapper, has acknowledged that I think they underestimated what had been taking place in Syria.
I mean, he didn't say that, just say that we underestimated ISIL. He said we overestimated the ability and the will of our allies, the Iraqi army.
That's absolutely true.
So this is the president's modus operandi. He puts the blame on the subordinates and then hopes that the American public is just so gullible that we are going to believe that he has absolutely no idea what's going on inside his administration. How many times have we heard him say, oh, that he heard about the latest scandal in his administration from the news? I just heard about it a few days ago from news reports. Well, now the intelligence community is having none of this blame. According to the head of the House Intelligence Committee, Mike Rogers, while the president was comparing ISIS terrorists to the JV squad, U.S. intelligence officials were warning that the threat was real and imminent. Rogers said that for over a year, U.S. intelligence agencies specifically warned that ISIL was taking advantage of the situation in Syria to recruit members and provoke violence that would spill over into Iraq and the rest of the region. He said this was not an intelligence community failure, but a failure by policymakers to confront the threat. He said that they repeatedly warned that the Iraq security forces faced severe pressure. U.S. officials knew that the Iraqi government was in trouble almost a year and a half ago, and that allies in the Arab world were asking for guidance and leadership regarding the rise of ISIS, who it was known was also funneling weapons and foreign fighters into Iraq. And now we've been reporting on this for quite some time as well, so it makes no sense for the president to say that he had no idea and that there was U.S. intelligence failures. But of course, as Obama once again passes the buck, conveniently timed, is this latest government accountability report. Let's take a look at it. It reveals that Obama missed 60% of his daily intelligence briefings. It shows that he attended just over 42% of his presidential daily briefs in his first term and 41% in his second term. So he's actually gone to even less of his daily intelligence briefings, though this second term has been riddled with scandals. He's been provoking war with Russia and Syria. Now, of course, we are fighting ISIS and Al-Qaeda in Iraq. Troops have been sent to Africa to fight Ebola. But, you know, the president, he's got things to do. You know, what does he have to do? When is he going to take a little bit of accountability?
Golf addict, President Obama doesn't care that you know he played roughly 800 hours of golf on about 200 golf trips since he was crowned Imperial Bankster Puppet in 2009. With the stock market bubble about to burst, civil unrest, a third of the country unemployed and eating from the taxpayer trough, disease, ISIS, drug cartels on our borders and inside our country. Nope, President Obama only shows up to work, according to the Daily Caller, 700 times. 100 times less than his cherished golf outings. Pretty nice gig, huh? What if the average American worker got to spend more time goofing off than actually working? The average American worker is breaking their back working 2 to 3 jobs just to make rent, while Obama's corporocratic golf buddies earn 331 times as much as the average American worker. Hey, does it really matter that he teed off immediately after gripping the hearts and minds with his heartfelt speech about beheaded journalist James Foley?
Let's go while we're young.
You mind, sir, trying to tee off?
Why should he be bothered with briefings on ISIS from intelligence since 2012 when he has a tee time to catch?
There is no doubt that their advance, their movement over the last several months has been more rapid than the intelligence estimates and I think the expectations of policymakers.
Well, ISIS isn't that big a deal. They're only threatening to cross our borders and take over America. But who am I or you to criticize the president?
What difference at this point does it make?
He's literally surrounded by incompetence.
You know, I've been there for hundreds of fence jumpers, and they never make it even close. You know, we have dogs. There's multiple layers of security. There was a failure here.
His hooker-crazed Secret Service can't even keep one man out of the White House. But that will probably roll out as another excuse for them not to do their job. As we all cower in fear whether or not Obama's life is safe, another question comes to mind. Is America safe under Obama?
Obama has decimated the friggin' Constitution. So I don't give a damn, because if he doesn't follow the Constitution, we don't have to.
John Bound, Infowars.com.
Now, with ISIS continuing to utilize social media in order to push their ideology and to recruit new members, governments are trying to figure out how to stifle their reach. And, of course, that comes with censoring the Internet. Now, in the UK, if conservatives win the election, they are set to announce new extremist disruption orders, their plans to strengthen counterterrorism. They say extremists will have to get posts on Facebook and Twitter approved in advance by the police under these sweeping rules. Now, these plans are going to allow judges to ban people from broadcasting or protesting in certain places, as well as associating with specific people if they represent a threat to the functioning of democracy. Now, these plans are to be brought in if the conservatives win the election in May, and they are part of a wide-ranging set of rules to strengthen the government's counterterrorism strategy. Extremist disruption orders would apply if a judge is convinced that an individual is carrying out their activities for the purpose of overthrowing democracy. So where do we go from here? Who gets to decide who is an extremist, who has extremist ideologies? David Cameron just said that just questioning the government is the same as joining ISIS. He just said that at his UN speech. Now, Twitter has been very busy censoring accounts that they say are pro-ISIS. Of course, they're joining Facebook and YouTube, who have been actively engaged in combating ISIS, and they're spreading their message all throughout social media. So I think that obviously this is something that a lot of people can agree on. Nobody wants to see gruesome images of them beheading people and then recruiting new jihadis like the guy in Oklahoma who was basically copycat jihadi. But now, basically, in the name of terrorism, they're saying anyone who has any conflicting views of democracy has to get permission to post things. And people are basically asking them to censor the internet all because of ISIS and what ISIS is doing and spreading the message. Now we're basically asking for the internet kill switch. It's the old, they hate us for our freedom, so let's just go ahead and give them up. Now, if you want to know what this looks like, just take a look at what's happening in Hong Kong. They are having huge protests there, calling for democracy and political reform. Thousands of residents have taken to the streets to fight for this. So, of course, the government there sees these protests as a threat and needs to shut them down and censor them lest they cause a ripple effect throughout the rest of China. Now, we already know that the Chinese government maintains very strict controls over what can be seen on the internet and social media. They have a firewall that extends to Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. Google is rarely accessible. But Hong Kong typically does not fall under these same restrictions. Well, now any news articles, social media posts, and images about Hong Kong's pro-democracy protests are being heavily censored behind China's notorious firewall. Instagram has been blocked since Sunday, and of course, no media outlets showed the intense clash with police and protesters. Instead, if you do search for the Hong Kong protests, you're going to see blissful images of residents picnicking in the park. And they also, if you do end up finding an article about the protests, it's going to have a pro-government slant. So that's all that's being allowed to come through. But don't forget, we have plenty of people in our own government who are actively calling for Chinese-style internet kill switch and active internet controls. So take advantage of the open internet while you can. Become a Prison Planet subscriber and share all this forbidden information with your family and friends. As always, you can share your username and password with up to 11 people at the same time. That is 11 people out there that are fighting the info war. And as always, you help support this operation. Thanks for tuning into the show tonight. We'll see you here tomorrow at 7 p.m. Central.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Darren McBreen, and here are some of today's top stories that are breaking right now at Infowars.com.
The Centers for Disease Control confirmed today that Ebola has hit the United States, as the Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital in Dallas admits their first victim. The patient's recent travel history suggests that the victim arrived from one of the African countries hit by the virus. The Reverend Al Sharpton may pick the next attorney general. The former coke dealer and government informant is reportedly engaged in immediate conversations with the White House to negotiate a successor to Eric Holder. And a whistleblower releases secret tapes exposing Federal Reserve corruption. As the cozy relationship between banks too big to jail and the privately owned Federal Reserve can no longer be called just a conspiracy theory.
For more information, plus updates and breaking news, go to Infowars.com.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there. And I know this for a fact. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2. Take advantage of this unprecedented 30% off super detox special at InfoWarsLife.com.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. Members can share their passcodes with up to 11 other people, and your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.